Okay, let's see. Doug is calling us from Covington, I think it is. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind?
How are you doing?
Well, I'm seeing that the sun's out. I always feel better when the sun's out, but I enjoyed the rain recently, too. We really needed it.
Yep, and I enjoy the sun.
So what's on your mind, sir?
Well, my blood pressure, it keeps going, just it'll go sky high, then it goes way down. It's on a roller coaster, and I'm taking lisinopril, 20 milligrams a day in the morning, and I've got type 2, excuse me, type 2 diabetes, and I take insulin and a metformin, but my blood pressure, it just goes nuts. Like it's yesterday and the day before, it was real low. In fact, it was making me dizzy. Now, today, it's good today. I'm not dizzy or anything about it, you know. So I don't know what the deal is, why it's so up and down like that.
Okay, sir. What's your height and weight, just for information?
232, 5'11".
Okay. All right. Well, this is a little more complicated than I can tell you about in a few minutes here, but I have to tell you one thing, sir. If you've got type 2 diabetes and somebody's giving you insulin, then they're making your problem and your blood pressure worse. And I did underline that on purpose. The problem with type 2 diabetes is we got too high an insulin signal. Our insulin signal is too high. You can look that up anywhere. And that's by nature of type 2 diabetes. The insulin signal is getting higher and higher, and therefore we're getting more and more insulin resistance. You probably heard about that. Okay, now, researchers have nailed that high insulin signal drives the blood pressure up. No kidding. It's one of the things behind high blood pressure. It's certainly not the only thing, but high insulin signals drive up blood pressure. That is for sure. So somebody's piling some more insulin in on top of that? Good grief. What the heck are they thinking? Because the more insulin we pile in, the more it's going to contribute to the high blood pressure. And it's going to make the insulin resistance worse. And ultimately, one is headed for a train wreck if one uses insulin in type 2 diabetes. You've got to be locating a physician who is skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine who can actually, and it is very doable, sir, help you to progress slowly right out of type 2 diabetes back to a more normal metabolic state. Tahoma physicians have done that with people for years and years. It's very doable. It doesn't happen overnight. The quickest I've ever seen was an engineer who behaved like an engineer and did everything just absolutely strictly. It took him about almost a year to get that done, but he got it done. But, sir, the insulin being piled on top of an overly high insulin signal already is just aggravating a whole lot of things, including the blood pressure.
Oh, okay. That's starting to make sense now.
Sorry, sir. So you need to check with a doc who can help you by entirely natural means. I understand that insulin is sort of natural. By the way, it isn't anymore. It's
right.
A patentable sort. But still, that should never, ever be used in type 2 diabetes. Never, ever. It's just aggravating the problem.
Well, how about that metformin?
I prefer berberine because the research shows that berberine controls the blood sugar just as good as metformin, and it controls the cholesterol and triglycerides better. But I don't have near the objection to metformin that I do to insulin use in type 2 diabetes. Insulin use in type 2 diabetes, sir, will someday be considered malpractice.
Oh, really? Oh, boy.
Yeah, really.
Okay, well, I guess that kind of answered my question then.
Yep. Check in with a doc who knows what they're doing with natural medicine. Get the blink rid of the insulin. There's so many other things that will help you while you're on your progress out of type 2 diabetes that are natural and won't hurt. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Have a good day.
You too, sir.